先一同读一点圣经，主的话语。
Let's all first turn to the scriptures.
我们请看马太福音十六章第三节、第四节。
Matthew 16, 3 and 4.
马太福音十六章第三节、第四节。
Matthew chapter 16, verses 3 and 4.
早晨天发红又发黑，你们就说今日必有风雨。你们知道分辨天上的气色，倒不能分辨这时候的神机。一个邪恶淫乱的世代求神机，除了约拿的神机以外，再没有神机给他看，耶稣就离开他们去了。
And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the heaven is red and lowering. You know how to discern the face of the heaven, but ye cannot discern the signs of the times. An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it but the sign of Jonah. And he left them and departed.
24:3-4.
Matthew 24, verses 3 and 4.
马太福音24:3-4，耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗地来说，请告诉我们，什么时候有这些事？你降临和世界的末了，有什么预兆呢？耶稣回答说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
Matthew 24, verses 3 and 4. And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man lead you astray.
我今天我想呢，我读一段圣经，讲一段，可能这样比较让弟兄姊妹能够跟着我整个的思路。
I think for today, I will read a certain passage, share something about it, so that I will go section by section. It may be easier for you to follow me.
昨天我们开始了第一堂。
Last night, we started the first session.
这一次，这四堂聚会，我给它起一个主题，叫做认识时代和教会该有的反应。
This time the theme for this weekend conference is that knowing and discerning the times and the church reaction should be.
刚才我们读的马太福音两处的经文。
Just now the two passages we read in Matthew.
第一处主说到，你们要分辨这个时代和这个时代的神迹。
The first part, Jesus said that we are to discern this time as well as the miracles or signs.
神在人类的历史中一直在工作，一直朝着他的目的在经营。
God is continually working in this age and time according to his will.
照着他的目的，他一步一步的要实现他所定的计划。
Step by step, he will execute his prepared plan.
而每一个时代主要工作的时候，他都先给人一个征兆，一个预兆，或者一个有的地方翻作神迹。
And every time when something is about to happen, he will give the people a sign or what people say a miracle to talk about it.
这些征兆常常是外面的一个事情，一些的现象。
Besides, maybe an external matter.
我们属主的人不要只看外面的环境的事情和现象。
Those of us who belong to him should not just only look at the external matters.
用人的理性、智慧或者人的情绪去解释或者去满足自己的好奇心。
Using human wisdom and methods to understand what is going on in order to satisfy our curiosity.
我们知道那是世界上人他们说说听听新闻的那种心理。
This is the psychology of the people of the world to talk about and hear about the news that's going on.
主教导我们要能够分辨神每一个时代工作的时候所给我们的征兆和预兆神迹。
God told us that we need to discern what are the signs or miracles that he's given to us for this generation.
所以当一些特殊的事件或者环境临到的时候，
So when there are some special situations or environments that come out,
神的儿女们应该像门徒们一样回到主的面前来把这些心中的观察和问题带到主的面前。
We should, just like the disciples, come before the Lord and to bring to him the questions that is in our hearts.
这就是马太福音24章我们看见门徒们他们的一种生活和他们给我们的榜样。
This is the disciples' examples sharing to us in Matthew 24.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这样的环境里面，我们要问主说，主，这是为什么？
In this kind of environment we are in, we need to ask the Lord, why is this?
你要向我们的心说什么话？
What is it that you want to tell our heart?
你借着这些事情，要在地上，特别在你的儿女教会中做什么事情？
Through this pandemic, what are you trying to do among your children in this world?
好叫我们在主的面前得着主的教导。
So that we can be taught by the Lord.
像在整个马太福音24章里面，主怎样教导他的门徒们。
Just like in the book of Matthew chapter 24, how the Lord is teaching his disciples.
主不仅把要来的时代的特征告诉门徒们。
The Lord Jesus not only told the disciples the characteristics of the things to come.
主也把这些特征的背后的原因解释给门徒们，启示给门徒们。
He also explained and revealed to the disciples the meaning behind these things to come.
不仅如此，主还教导他们该如何来处那个环境，好叫神的旨意能够完成在教会中。
And not only that, he told the disciples that how they are to deal in this environment so that we can live according to his will.
弟兄姊妹，这是这一次我们一起交通四堂，主给我里面一点的负担和带领。
This is the burden and guidance the Lord has given to me in these four messages.
好，我们盼望环境不是白白的过去。
Hopefully we will not have these environments go by in vain.
昨天晚上我们结束的时候讲到。
At the conclusion of last night's meeting, we said.
主告诉我们说，教会的时代就是末后的日子，什么时候结束，没有人知道。
The Lord says, at the conclusion of this period, which is the last days, nobody knows.
因为那个结束是有一个特定的日子。
Because that conclusion has a specific day.
那一天在地上会发生非常特别的事情。
That day, something very special will happen on earth.
有一些属神的儿女。
Some of the children of God.
遍布在全世界各个的角落和环境里面。
Scattered among all corners of the world.
他们和其他神的儿女们在一起做同样的事情。
We are doing the same thing among all the other children of God.
但是一霎时之间，
But at the twinkling of an eye,
他们就被取去了。
They'll be taken.
一般读圣经的人称作，这叫做圣徒被提。
A lot of the Bible readers says this is the time when the saints are raptured.
那一天临到的时候，地上人还有撒旦在这里抵挡神的年日就已经被数算了。
And when that happens, Satan, who is, and the people on earth, their days are numbered.
那你告诉我们说一载、二载、半载。
It tells us a time and a times and half of a time.
或者42个月。
Or 42 months.
或者1260天。
Or 1260 days.
换句话说就是三年半的时间。
In other words, in 3.5 years.
主教导我们，我们现在看见许多环境临到这个世界。
God God is telling us that when many things are happening to this world,
我们好像已经非常临近那个日子了。
We are getting very, very close to that day.
那个日子临到像夜间的贼来一样，没有人知道。
When that day comes, it's like a thief in the night when nobody knows.
唯有不睡觉警醒的人。
Those who are watchful and are not slumbering.
唯有在那些防备的人。
Those who are being on guard.
唯有那些预备自己的人。
Those who are well prepared themselves.
他们能够在主来的时候逃脱将要面临全世界空前未有的大审判和灾难。
They'll be able to escape the great tribulation that will come that has never happened before or after.
所以我们昨天晚上结束在主的提醒和教导。
Therefore, last night we concluded at the point of the Lord's reminder and teaching.
我们不要仅仅满足于有永生得救就好了。
We should not be satisfied merely just because we are saved and we have eternal life.
我们要追求胜过这个世界。
We need to pursue that we should overcome the world.
在路加福音里面，主讲到这个世界几样事情代表。
In the Gospel of Luke, it talks about several things that represents this.
就是我们肉身的满足。
That is our personal satisfaction.
就是要吃得好的，要吃得饱。
Eat good things and eat well.
然后呢，我们要追求肉身的滋润，我们要喝好的。
We want to drink what is good.
还有今生许多的思虑，我们的家庭、财富、名望、地位。各方各面
all of the benefits on this earth, just like our wealth and our family and our reputation.
我们若是仅仅以这些事物做我们人生的目标和满足
if we use these things as our very purpose and satisfaction in this world,
弟兄姊妹们，我们就仅仅得救而已
brothers and sisters, we're just merely saved.
所以在末后的时代，我们特别需要听见得胜的呼召。
Therefore, in these end times, we need to hear the calling of overcoming.
什么叫做得胜呢
？What is overcoming？
就是在不正常的环境里面。
That is in the abnormal situation.
在逼迫、压力、苦难中。
In times of persecution and pressure and tribulation.
在引诱、试探。和安逸中
In times of deception and temptation and restfulness,
我们能够胜过自己里面的欲望
We can overcome our personal desires.
胜过环境所带给我们的
We can overcome what the environment brings us.
在不正常的情况中，我们能够过正常的基督徒生活。
Under abnormal situation, we can live a normal Christian life.
那么今天我要往前和弟兄姊妹思想该有的反应第二方面。
So this afternoon, I'd like to share with you the reaction that we ought to have in the second stage.
我们在不正常的环境中
In this abnormal situation,
我们要追求过一个正常的教会生活。
We need to pursue to live a normal Christian life.
什么是正常的教会生活呢？
What is a normal church life?
就是合神心意的教会生活。
The church life that is according to God's will.
今天我们看见地上有许多人得救，有许多地方的弟兄姊妹奉主的名聚会。
There are many gatherings who are gathering under the name of the Lord Jesus.
但是我们敢说我们都是合神心意的教会的生活吗？
But do we dare to say that our church living is according to God's will?
我们的聚会和侍奉都叫父神的心得着喜悦和满足了吗？
Does our gathering or our services bring satisfaction to God the Father?
这是今天下午第一堂我要和弟兄姊妹一同思想的。
This is something we need to meditate together this afternoon.
请我们读几处的经文。
Let's go into the scriptures.
启示录。
Revelation.
第一章
Chapter 1
第一节到第四节
Verses 1 to 4
对不起启示录第一章第一节到第六节
Sorry, verses 1 to 6.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人。他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来，念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。约翰写信给亚西亚的七个教会，但愿从那昔在今在以后永在的神和他宝座前的七灵，并那诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有恩惠平安归于你们。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司，但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
Revelation 1:1-6. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show unto his servants, even the things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear witness of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, even of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of the prophecy, and keep the things that are written therein, for the time is at hand. John to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits that are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, and to him that loveth us and loosed us from our sins by his blood. And he made us to be a kingdom, to be priests unto his God and Father. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
在第五节讲到用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
Verse 5 says he loosed us from our sins by his blood.
另外一个翻译或者原文的意思，他说用自己的血洗去了我们的罪恶。
The other translation is he has washed us from our sins in his blood.
主耶稣的血不是涂抹，不是遮盖，而是洗掉了，洗去了，再也看不见。
The blood of the Lord Jesus does not cover, but yet he washes away.
我们知道遮盖呢，你把这遮盖拿掉，还是看见你的罪。
When it's covered, if you take away the covering, you can still see the sin.
那个是我们里面的记忆，我们的罪还在。
And that is in our memory. We can still remember that sin.
所以遮盖就是把你记忆盖起来，你不要去想它，你就没罪了。
Covering up is to cover up your memory so that as if there's no sin.
但是主耶稣血不仅仅是 不是遮盖而已。
But yet the blood of the Lord Jesus is not just covering.
旧约时代祭牲的血是遮盖。
In the Old Testament, the sacrificial animal that blood covers.
但是主耶稣的血是把它完全洗去了。
But the blood of the Lord Jesus is totally washing it away.
但是那你说我还有罪的记忆，我一想到我就软弱，我怎么办呢？
And yet you say, I still have the memory of my sin and it makes me weak. What should I do?
你我还需不要再为那个罪认罪呢？
Should we once again repent for that sin?
不需要了。
No.
我们只需要告诉主说，主感谢你，你洗净了，所以我不再去想，而且永远把它放到一边了。
And so all we say is, Lord Jesus, thank you that you have already washed it away. I don't want to think about it because it's gone forever.
弟兄姊妹们，这叫做信心的生活。
This is the life of faith.
这样才能够胜过仇敌的控告。
Only this can overcome the accusation of the enemy.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们祷告的时候要感谢主洗去了、洗净了我的罪孽和过犯。
So when we pray, we need to say, "Thank the Lord for washing away all of my sins and iniquities."
我们不需要在祷告说主啊遮盖我的罪孽，不需要。
We don't need to pray and say, "Lord Jesus, please cover up my sin."
弟兄姊妹，仇敌最喜欢你遮盖，所以他就可以让你常常想起来，我们就软弱失败。
That the enemy loves to fool us and want us to feel weak again.
我看见好多爱主的弟兄姊妹在这个点上面 常常被仇敌破坏。
I see a lot of brothers and sisters who love the Lord oftentimes have been destroyed by the enemy over this point.
叫我们享受不到因着主耶稣的宝血，我们可以坦然无惧在至圣所里面亲近父神。
So that we cannot enjoy that drawing near to the God the Father in the Holy of Holies.
第六节他说，又使我们成为国民。
Verse 6, that we become members of his kingdom.
其实原来的意思啊，没有 members， 他就是说 become a kingdom to him.
The original translation is become a kingdom to him.
我们成为他的国度。
He made us to be a kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，我们要追求过正常的教会生活。
As we pursue to live a normal church life,
不是光靠自己的热心。
It's not by our own zealousness.
不是光靠我们的爱心。
Or our love.
弟兄姊妹，我们以为我们多热心一点，多做主工，多爱人一点，我们就过正常教会生活。
We feel as if we can use more zealousness, love people more than we can live a normal church life.
我们知道不可能达到的。
We know that this is impossible.
但是很可惜，这是今天几乎是普遍的神的儿女们一种的观念。
But very sadly, this is the kind of things that we think about prevalently among God's children.
如果我们要过一个正常的教会生活，
If we are to live a normal church life,
就是一个叫神心满意足的教会生活，合神心意的教会生活。
The kind of church life that pleases God.
我们必须要从神的旨意，从神的话语先来认识什么是教会。
We must come to know through his words what is the church.
我要从五方面来讲到认识神心意中什么是教会。
From five aspects, we need to talk about knowing and recognizing God's will for the church.
教会的意义。
The meaning of the church.
教会的性质。
The nature of the church.
教会的目的。
The purpose of the church.
教会的功用。
As well as its function.
我们在刚才读的启示录第一章第六节里面，
In Revelation 1:6,
我们看见第五节呢，讲到教会是神借着他儿子的救赎，他儿子的宝血买回来的一般人。
The church is the people that have been bought, purchased by his blood.
买回来了以后呢，我们向着神成为他的国度，这是教会。
And after we have been bought by his blood, we are the one toward his kingdom, and
我们,
that is the church.
那么向着世界上的人，我们为神做人，做祭司。
For the people of the world, we are to be his priest.
我们做父神的祭司，是神向着人的心意。
We are the priest to God. This is the will of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，若是你我能够认识神给我们的救恩，并且活出他的实际。
If we know the salvation of God and knowing this as a reality,
我们中间才有真实教会的意义。
Then we have the true meaning of the church.
那么，什么是做神的国民呢？国度呢？
What does it mean by made us to be a kingdom?
就是在神儿女们的聚会中高举耶稣基督。
Among God'sGathering, we need to uplift Christ.
主在我们中间有完全的主权。
The Lord among us has absolute sovereignty.
换句话说，他是教会的主人。
In other words, he is the Lord and Master of the church.
不是那些做工的人。
Not the workers.
也不是那些长老执事。
Not the elders or deacons.
这些都不过是神的奴仆，神的仆人。
These are only servants of God.
教会的主人是神的儿子，因为神已经立他为主，为基督了。
The Lord of the church is the Son of God because God has already claimed him to be Lord and Christ.
如果我们在一起聚会，能够把耶稣基督的主权，他的名高举起来。
If in our assembly we can exalt the Lord and his name.
我们就把神带到人的面前，
then we would be able to bring God before men.
人就看见神的 同在神的权柄彰显在教会中。
The man will be able to see God's presence and authority among the church.
那个叫做国度。
That's the kingdom.
那么我们做父神的祭司是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be the priest of the Father?
就是我们从主耶稣基督得着他的服事。
And that is, through the Lord Jesus, we receive his service.
我们能够像主耶稣那样为人祷告，我们来服事人。
Just like the Lord Jesus, we pray for men and we can serve men.
我们能够把人带到神的面前。
We can bring men before God.
弟兄姊妹，在这两个点上面，我们来明白神心意中借着他儿子成全教会，成全救赎。
And so from these points, we would be able to see that God has used his son to accomplish redemption.
他得着的教会该有的意义。
The meaning that he would have as he gained the church.
那么我们再来看启示录第一章第二十节。
Now in the same chapter, let's go to verse 20.
论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks.The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks are the seven churches.
这里讲到七个金灯台。
Here it talks about the seven candlesticks.
它是一个奥秘。
It's a mystery.
那么主耶稣直接解释说，七个金灯台就是七个教会。
The Lord Jesus directly explained that the seven candlesticks are the seven churches.
在第一世纪，在亚细亚行省里面，七个不同的城市有七个金灯台。
In the first century, among the Minor Asia, we have seven churches, which are the seven candlesticks.
这个灯台呢，神特别讲到它的材料是金的，那是信使。
The Lord Jesus especially mentioned about the material of this candlestick, and which speaks of gold, and that is its nature.
我们知道，就着一般来讲呢，金子仍然是金属中间贵重的金属。
Generally speaking, we know that gold is a very precious gem.
在属灵的意义上，给我们看见这个金子说出神的性情和神的旨意。
And spiritually, we know that gold speaks of the very nature as well as the will of God.
这就是为什么神要牺牲他的爱子来得着教会。
That's why God had to sacrifice his son to gain the church.
我常常想，为什么神不给我们一点好处，叫人呢聚在一起来敬拜他，那就好了嘛。
Sometimes I think, why wouldn't God just give us some benefit so that when we gather together, we can worship him?
但是那样聚集的，我们的本性呢，就是属土的。
But in that kind of a gathering, our nature is still of the earth.
是毫无价值的。
It has no value.
是非常卑贱的。
And very based,
而且非常脆弱的。
As well as very fragile.
他借着他的爱子成全救赎。
But through his son, he established redemption.
不仅洗净我们的过犯和罪恶。
Not only he washes away our sins and iniquity.
而且借着圣灵，今天我们得着了耶稣基督做我们的生命。
And through the Holy Spirit, we have the Lord Jesus in us being our life.
这一个生命，
this life,
是全然不同的生命。
It's a totally different kind of life.
这是神的生命。
This is godly life.
当然不是指着神的那全能，那个永能的生命。
Of course, we're not pointing to that almighty life.
而是借着成为肉身的耶稣基督所表现神的美德的那个生命在我们的里面。
But the virtue, the beautiful virtue of the incarnate Christ that is in us.
那是教会的性质。
That is the nature of the church.
等一下我要讲到教会生活的时候，我们要活出圣洁来，那就是这个金的一个代表。
In a minute, when I talk about the nature of the church living, we will talk about gold as its representation.
那么第三个点。
The third one.
我们看见 教会的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of the church?
我们读启示录第一章第一节第二节的时候，
When we read Revelation 1 and 2,
我们看见在神主耶稣基督和教会中间，
We see that God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the church,
有一个人就是使徒老约翰，
And that is the old servant John.
老约翰好像代表着整个教会全体，
As if John represented the entire church,
来接受神给我们的托付，
To receive the entrustment from God.
所以整个启示录啊，耶稣基督的启示是赐给教会的。
So therefore, all of the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ is for the church.
那么神把耶稣基督的启示借着约翰传递给我们。
And through John, this is given to us.
那个启示的内容是什么呢？
What is the content of this revelation?
神向老约翰做见证，就是神的话语是真实的。
And God is testifying to John that is through his words.
神也向老约翰让他看见耶稣基督的见证是什么，就是耶稣到底是谁。
And so God also allowed John to see who Jesus was.
所以在第二节讲，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
Therefore, verse 2 says,John, who bear witness of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, even of all things that he saw.
换句话说，今天教会借着约翰得着了神的托付。
In other words, the church through John has received the entrustment.
这个托付呢，就是神把他的话语托付给我们了。
This entrustment is that God has already given to us his word.
神把耶稣是谁的见证托付给我们了。
And God has given to us the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
这是神今天让教会留在地上的目的。
This is the purpose why God is leaving the church still here on earth.
教会要持守神的话语。
The church is to hold fast onto God's word.
要遵循神的话语。
And to follow through.
要经历神的话语。
To experience it.
教会要持守耶稣基督的见证。
And the church is to hold on and hold fast to the testimony of Jesus Christ.
什么是耶稣基督的见证呢？
What is that the testimony of Jesus Christ?
就是我个人的一点的领会。
According to my own personal understanding.
第一件事就是耶稣基督是主。
The first thing is that the Lord Jesus is Lord.
他得着了超乎万民之上的名。
He received the name above all names.
那个名本来是父神的名的。
That name in the beginning was the name of Father.
那个名在犹太人他们知道，那个叫做主。
And for the Jews, they know that this speaks of the Lord.
他是绝对的权柄。
He is absolute authority.
他是至高的权柄。
He is the highest authority.
他是全能的。
He's almighty.
耶稣基督是主。
Jesus Christ is Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天我们在地上要过教会正常教会生活，我们必须先要认识而且承认的一件事。
If we are to live a normal church life, this is the first thing we must recognize.
他在万有之上做主。
He is Lord over all things.
所以在启示录第一章的第五节。
So Revelation 1 verse 5.
他讲到我们的主耶稣，他说那诚实做见证的。
Regarding Jesus Christ as who is the faithful witness.
从死里首先复活。
The firstborn of the dead.
他现在是世上所有君王的元首。
He is the head ruler of all the kings.
弟兄姊妹们，这是耶稣的见证。
This is the witness of Jesus Christ.
难怪在哥罗西书里面，保罗告诉我们说，神喜欢我们，让基督啊在凡事上居首位。
That's why Paul tells us in Colossians that he wants Christ in us to be in head over all things.
弟兄姊妹，我们为什么聚会呢？
Why must we gather?
是为着你我的满足，你我家庭的需要，儿女的教育吗？
It's for satisfaction of you and I, the needs of our families.
弟兄姊妹，那些都是附带的，这个祝福而已。
This is only the blessings on the side.
我们真正在一起聚会是要向世人做见证耶稣基督是主。
When we are gathering together, we are to testify to the world that the Lord Jesus is Lord.
所以正常的教会生活必须要凡事上面让基督居首位。
So the normal church life is that the Lord Jesus must be head and master over all things.
但是耶稣的见证还有主观的一面。
But then there's a subjective side of the witness of Jesus Christ.
因为他的生命已经成为我们里面的生命。
Because his life has already become our life.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？你我得救，在你里面那个新生命，就是今天在宝座上主耶稣的生命。
Do you know that when we are saved, the new life in us is the life today that is sitting on the throne?
我有时候思想到这件事啊，我就觉得好像是不是我不太恭敬啊？我怎么可以跟主耶稣一样呢？
Sometimes when I think of this fact, I realize that is it that I'm disrespectful that I feel I'm the same as the Lord Jesus?
No. 确实是这样。
This is a fact.
一点都不多，一点也不少。
Not more or not less.
弟兄姊妹，你里面现在得着的那从上头来的生命，就是坐在宝座上耶稣基督的生命。
Today, the life that we have in us is the very life of the Lord Jesus who is sitting on the throne today.
为什么神要把这么宝贵的生命赐给你和我呢？
Why is it that God is giving us such a precious life?
要叫我们靠着他来生活。
So that we can live according to this life.
好叫我们活出来的不是自己了。
So that what we live out is not ourselves.
我们活出基督，那个叫做耶稣基督的见证。
We live out Christ, and this is the witness for Jesus Christ.
好，别人说我看不见耶稣，但是看见你们，我就看见了主耶稣了。
Other people say, I cannot see Jesus Christ, but when I see you folks, I can, then I can see Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是教会的目的。
This is the purpose of the church.
不仅客观上我们口里承认耶稣是主。
Not only objectively by mouth we confess that he is Lord.
而且从我们的言语生活中，别人看见耶稣确实在地上，借着这些人表现出来。
But from our words and our daily livings, the people of the world can see that we are different from them.
弟兄姊妹，这个是教会在神心中该有的目的。
This is the purpose that the church should have in the heart of God.
那么功用呢？
As far as function,
那就是灯台说出来的。
And this is spoken of by the candlestick.
如果我们光有一个灯台，如果不点着的话，这个灯台就没有功用。
If you have a candlestick, but you do not light it, then it loses its function.
那么点着了，是我们把基督的光照射出来。
And once we light the candlesticks, then we can shine forth the light of Jesus Christ.
那就是教会成为盛装耶稣基督见证的那个器皿。
So therefore, the church is the vessel by which we can fill up the Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢主，主把他的儿女散在世界各个角落。
We thank the Lord because he has scattered his children all over the world.
哪里有人真心的向着主？
Wherever there's a person who is faithful and true toward the Lord.
哪里主把他心爱的教会的意义启示给那些人？
That's where God will reveal the meaning of the church to this group of people.
那些得着启示又爱主的人愿意这样子被主使用。
Those people who have been revealed by the Lord and are willing to love him, then they'll be used by the Lord.
那个环境，那个角落就有光了。
That environment, that corner of the world will have light.
我每次想到这件事情，我就感觉到主实在太高抬我。
Every time I think of this, I feel the Lord has truly exalted us up.
所以我们的主耶稣在肉身中，他说，我就是世界的光。
If the Lord in his flesh says he is the light of the world,
人若跟从我就不在黑暗里走。
If any man follows me, he will not be in darkness.
必要得着生命亮光。
He will receive the light of life.
但在马太福音里面，主耶稣也直接跟门徒们讲。
But in the book of Matthew, the Lord Jesus directly told the disciples.
也就是今天你我这些属主的蒙救赎的教会。
And that is the church that has been redeemed today.
弟兄姊妹，我们就是世界的光。
We are the light of the world.
但是很可惜啊，基督徒大部分都把这句话读错了。
Very sad, the church of Christians misread this verse.
我们常常说我们要做光。
A lot of times we say we want to act like the light.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们做出来都不是光，都是假的。
So what we act out is the fake light.
是道德，是人的修养，是宗教行为。
And ethically, we want to do what we feel is right.
弟兄姊妹，唯有耶稣在我里面，他是我的生命。
Only when the Lord Jesus in us,
他是我的救主，他是我的大夫，他是我的医治，
my healer,
他是我的君王，
my king,
我高举他。
I lift him up.
弟兄姊妹，你不需要做光，
you don't have to act like the
light. 你也不需要去发光，
you don't need to shine forth this light.
教会就是光，
the church is the
那个叫做正常的教会。
That is the normal church.
弟兄姊妹，所以我先开头的时候和大家讲，要追求过正常的教会生活。
So in the beginning, I need to say, in order to pursue to have a normal church life,
我们宣要从神的心意里面来认识什么是教会。
We must come to understand what is the church according to God's heart.
好，我们接下来第二段。
The second section.
我们来读一点关于金灯台的事情。
Let's talk about the matters concerning the golden lamps of candlesticks.
请我们翻到出埃及记。
The book of Exodus.
第二十五章。
25.
第三十一节。
31.
为着时间的缘故，我不整个把这一段，本来是三十节到四十节一起读。
This time I will not read the whole section from 31 to 40.
我就选读三节。
I will only pick three verses.
出埃及记二十五章三十一节。
Exodus 25:31.
要用金金做一个灯台，灯台的座和盖与杯、球、花都要接连一块锤出来。
And thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold. Of beaten work shall the candlestick be made, even its base and its shaft, its cups, its knobs.And his flowers shall be of one piece with it.
39和40节。
39 and 40.
做灯台和这一切的器具要用金金一他连得，要谨慎做这些物件，都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
Of a talent of pure gold shall it be made with all these vessels, and see that thou make them after their pattern, which hath been shown thee in the mount.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督的救赎使我们进入了神的家，我们聚在一起成为神的教会。
Because of the redemption of Jesus Christ, he saved us into his house so that we become his church.
神把教会的建造托给他所拣选的一些仆人。
And God has entrusted his planning and building up into the hands of his servants.
但是这些仆人们呢，必须要遵行神的旨意。
So these servants must be able to follow God's will.
所以在出埃及记二十五章第四十节。
Therefore, in Exodus 25:40,
神非常严肃地吩咐摩西。
Very, very solemnly, God told Moses.
要谨慎做这些物件。
To make these very carefully.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天若是进入教会的侍奉，
Today, if we're to enter into church service,
如果我们不明白神的旨意，没有好好读过圣经，
If we fail to understand God's will and we do not read the scriptures,
我们要谨慎，不要随便说自己的话。
Be careful not to speak your own words.
不要随便照着我们看见外面的现象，我们说我们也来这样做。
Carelessly do things what we see from the outside phenomena.
主吩咐摩西说，你要谨慎做这些物件。
God told Moses that you are to do this very carefully.
都要照着山上指示你的样式。
According to the pattern shown to you on the mount.
弟兄姊妹，这是外面的，神要借着他所拣选的仆人来建造他的教会。
Externally.God uses his servant to build his church.
但是实际上连这些做工的人也是神所要建造的。
But yet in reality, the workers themselves are also built up by God.
那么他们用的材料就是我们这些蒙救赎的人。
And the materials by which it's used are the people like us who have been redeemed.
弟兄姊妹，所有蒙救赎的人都是神做工的对象，那个材料。
All of the redeemed ones are the very materials by which God works.
你我原来都是属土的。
You and I supposed to be of clay.
但是主耶稣爱我们。
But Jesus Christ
为我们舍己。
He gave himself.
所以我们通过他的十字架。
So through his cross.
我们说主，我了结了。
And we say, Lord, I am finished.
我的旧人在十字架上与你同死了。
My old man has already died with you on the cross.
那么我现在还活在地上这个身体，我献给你了。
This body that I'm still living on this earth, I want to give to you.
弟兄姊妹，这个时候开始，主就要在你我身上，把金金的成分和性质赐给你和我。
This is a time where God will give us the very substance and nature of this gold.
这个金金刚才我们讲到是神的性情，还有神。性情中的美德。
We already said early on that this gold speaks of the very nature of God as well as his virtue.
这些美德呢，是借着神的话语、神的旨意向我们发表出来，让我们看见。
And these virtues can be seen by us through his words.
也借着道成肉身，就是神的活道，我们的主耶稣基督活给我们看。
As well as through the living word, which is our Lord Jesus, we can see that.
刚才我们讲到金金呢，仍然是最贵重的这个金属。
And we know that gold is the most precious metal.
它是高贵的。
Very, very valuable.
非常稳重的。
As well as solid.
有分量的。Weighty.
It's very weighty.
那么我们看见金星就告诉我们它里面是非常纯的。
And the gold tells us of its purity.
所以你看啊，那些金库里面的金呢，都叫做什么九九足金呢、啊？就是 99.99%， 这个都是。
The volume, the weight of the gold is 99.999%.
如果你能够把它每一个分子都打开来看的话。
If you try to separate out all of the inner particles,
每一个分子都是金。
Every single part you separate out is also gold.
可能有一点点灰尘的，那就不算了。
If there's any impurities, then it's not.
弟兄姊妹，这是神所要的正常的教会里面的那个材料信息。
This is the material and nature that God wants.
我每次读到这里，我就觉得很羞愧。
Every time I read this, I feel so embarrassed.
过去我们过教会生活太随便了。
We're too careless in our past as we live our church life.
有时候在聚会里面呢，这个情绪激动起来说伤人的话，哎呀，那真是羞辱主的名啊。
Sometimes when we're too emotional, we say things that hurt people that really bring shame to the name of the Lord.
不仅伤害弟兄啊，我们也羞辱主的名啊。
Not only we hurt our brother, but we put the name of the Lord to shame.
但是光是金子啊，还不是灯台。
But then, gold by itself is not that candlestick.
它必须要制作。
It has to be beaten.
今天我没有准备 PowerPoint, 但是我家里有一个弟兄姊妹送我的小灯台。
I don't have a PowerPoint to show you, but I have a little candlestick.
我不想放在镜头前面让弟兄姊妹看一下。
Can you see this picture? This is the little model of the candlestick.
有弟兄姊妹呢去以色列，买回来的纪念品，给我一个。
Brought a souvenir for me.
你看啊，这个灯台要制作不简单的。
It's not easy to make this candlestick.
我想我这个大概是可能是铜，也不一定是纯铜。
I think maybe this is copper. I'm not too sure what it is made out of.
但是用这个来说明一下它的结构。
But I want to use this to talk about its constitution.
他说他有他的座。
Has a space.
这个座就是在底下这一块，这一块。六角形的这个座
and this is the bottom part.
这让它能够很稳地站在地上。
So it can stand solidly on the ground.
弟兄姊妹，今天要为主站住，必须要有一个座。
In order for us to stand firm, there must be a base.
我们里面要经历基督。
We must experience Christ.
然后，特别是在患难中经历基督啊，我们里面才有金的性质，才站得稳。
especially in times of tribulation when we experience Christ, then we can stand firm.
然后还有这个杆，这直的这一条叫做杆
，and then we have the shaft.
啊，这个是使它有高度的。
And the shaft gives its height.
啊，然后呢，它在这杆的每一个伸出来枝子这个地方有一个叫做 knob， 叫做球。
And some of the translation calls it the bulb.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有学建筑的。
I don't know if we have any architecture major.
在希腊罗马的建筑，他们喜欢用柱子。
In times of Rome, when they have these pillars.
那么柱顶上面呢，它有一个环状的，很漂亮的是一个顶呢，那个叫做 knob。
And on top of the pillar, you see a case where it's called the knob.
所以这一个灯台呢。这个从底下这个盖到了每一个要分支的地方，它有一个加强的东西，那个叫做 knob。
And so on this candlestick, every time when there's a separation on the structure, there's a thing that gives a strength, and it's called the knob.
你看它第一节这样有 knob， 然后第二节又有 knob， 第三节又 knob， 到最后，一共有四个。
Every single section of the branch separating out, there is a knob, so there are four of them.
好叫所有上面的重量呢，通过这个球哈，这个顶呢，能够承受得住，放在座上面。
So that the weight of all of the branches can be laid on these knobs and can stand firm on the shaft.
然后在这个枝子。上面每隔一段它就有一个杯
and then on the branches every single section there's a cup
我们看一下好像是一个结一样它是一个杯子圆圆的
it is actually the shape of a cup roundabout
弟兄姊妹那个是做什么的呢
what is that for
是储藏油的
and that is to store oil
弟兄姊妹这个是非常重要的
this is very important
然后再到上面呢
on the top of that
它才有花
You see the flower.
这个花呢，像就是灯盏，那么可以把那个灯芯拿出来，在上面点灯的。
And this flower is the thing that serves as a place where it can lit the light.
那么神告诉摩西说，要建造这个灯台，制作这灯台的，用一块纯金，一他连得那么重，用一片锤出来的。
So God told Moses that in order to build this candlestick.It has to have one talent of gold being out of one piece of gold.
弟兄姊妹，一个人锤不出金灯台来。
One person cannot beat out a candlestick.
在圣经上面给我们看，至少要两三个人才锤得出来。
The Bible tells us at least two to three people can then beat out this.
弟兄姊妹，在地上啊，可能三个人啊最合得来，我们一起奉主名，我们一起聚会吧。
Maybe on earth we have three people that can gather together for an assembly.
可能聚了几天会啊，这三个人就合不来了。
Maybe after several days, these people will split up.
因为他们有意见。
Because they have opinions.
他们有个性。
Personality.
他们有脾气。
They have the temperament.
各有各做事的习惯。
They all have their ways of doing things.
一个人做事很谨慎，是个完美主义者。
One is a perfectionist who does things very carefully.
另外一个人呢，做事情是大而化之，还行就可以了。
Another person may be very sloppy and is so-so is good enough.
那么这个侍奉完了，那个完美主义者说我们要开检讨会。
And so after the service over, the professionals say, "Okay, we need to have a review, guys."
那么大而化之说检讨什么事情都做完了嘛，好得很呢。
And then the person who is very careless says, "What is that to review about?
Everything is done." 弟兄姊妹，你我在侍奉中有没有经历过这些事情？
Have we experienced this in our services?
有人说这件事我看这样做最好。
One person says, I like to do it this way.
有人说、哦、不不不我祷告了我觉得应该那样做更好。
The other person says, no, I've prayed about it, we should do it the other way.
如果我们这时候不接受圣灵十字架的功课放下自己。
If at this moment, if we do not accept the work of the cross to let ourselves go.
弟兄姊妹我们就分开来了。
Brothers and sisters, we split up.
我们自己这个人里面的人没有破，我们这个老我没有破碎。
Our inner man has not been broken.
反而我们外面分裂了。
Outwardly, we split up.
弟兄姊妹，要被锤成金灯台。
In order to be beaten into a candlestick.
我们必须要借着圣灵安排的环境。
Through the environment the Holy Spirit has arranged.
学十字架的功课。
Learn the lesson of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，那就是锤的那个过程。
This is the process of being hammered on.
一个聚会，如果我们认识了神心意中所要的教会。
If the church understands and recognizes the kind of church that what God wants.
我们要达到能够过正常的教会生活。
And to gain to the place where we can live a normal church life.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你觉得是不是三个月就达到了呢？
Do you feel that 3 months is good enough?
我听过不止一个的弟兄啊跟我讲。
I see not just one brother told me.
这些都是爱主侍奉主的弟兄啊。
These brothers love the Lord and they're serving.
他说那个聚会啊太糟糕了。
He says that meeting is too bad.
如果交给我，他们五个长老执事，我一个人就把他们通通带好了。
You let me take care of that gathering, and with the 5 elders and deacons, I can take care of them.
他们五个人做不好的事，我一个人一手包办。
What these 5 elders and deacons cannot take care of, I can handle.
我听到我心里面都恐惧战惊啊。
I hear this in fear and trembling.
弟兄姊妹，我们还没有被主锤过。
It shows we have not been hammered.
如果你我就是那块金子。
If you and I are that piece of gold,
我们要失去原来的样子。
For us to lose our original form,
我们要被磨成基督的形象。
To be molded into the image of Christ,
那都是一个十字架丧失的一个经历。
It's an experience of loss by the cross.
我们要放下自己。
We need to let ourselves go.
放下我的情感。
Let go of our own emotion.
放下我的脾气。
My temper,
放下我的意见
my opinions,
甚至放下我的雄心和抱负
even my ambitions.
弟兄姊妹们，这样子是被摆在一起而不分开来
In this way we can be placed together and not split up.
经过圣灵的捶打
through the hammering of the Holy Spirit.
那身体合一的实际借着里面神的性情和神的话语显明出来。
And through the union of the oneness of the Lord, through His words, that can be revealed.
感谢主，这些经历啊，都不是个人的经历。
We thank the Lord, these are not personal or individual experiences.
这些经历是教会真实的经历。
These experiences are truly those of the church.
可惜很多神的儿女们呢，耐不住。
But very sadly, a lot of God's children do not have the patience.
圣灵刚刚要锤一下呢，我们就换聚会了。
When the Holy Spirit is just about to hammer down, we change our gathering.
我们去别的聚会，那边弟兄姊妹比这边可爱。
We want to go elsewhere because the saints over there are better than the ones over
there. 但是待不了几个月，待不了几年，我们又换聚会。
After several months or several years, we change to another church gathering.
弟兄姊妹，主一直没有办法得着我们。
So God has no way to gain us.
我们就没有办法彰显那个正常教会生活的美丽和祝福。
Then we fail to show forth the beauty and the blessing of a normal church.
如果神的儿女们都有这个心，我们愿意被圣灵制作。
If God's children all have the heart and are willing to be worked on by the Holy Spirit.
我们愿意好好的在教会生活和侍奉里面学十字架的功课。
And willingly be able to learn the lessons of the cross as we live together in the church gathering.
弟兄姊妹，当那个金灯台成型的时候
，When that golden lampstand is formed,
那青橄榄油就能留在里面。
The fresh olive oil will remain inside.
教会就成为一个发光的器皿。
The church will be a very bright.Illuminated vessel.
这是何等的宝贵，何等的美丽。
This is so precious and beautiful.
好，接下来我要和弟兄姊妹用圣经的话来看正常教会生活的这个经历和榜样。
Now let's talk about the experience and example of the normal church life.
请我们一起来看一下启示录。
Revelation.
我们请大家翻到启示录第三章
Chapter 3
第七节到第十三节
Verses 7 to 13
你要写信给腓拉铁非教会的使者说 那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的，说，我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。那撒旦议会的，自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。
Verse 7-9. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and none shall shut, and that shutteth and none openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee a door opened, which none can shut, that thou dost a little power, and didst keep my word, and didst not deny my name.Behold, I give of the synagogue of Satan, of them that say they are Jews, and they are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee.
第十节
Verse 10.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候，保守你免去你的试炼。我必快来，你要持守你所有的。免得人夺去你的冠冕，得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在他上面。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Verse 10-13, Because thou didst keep the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of trial, that hour which is to come upon the whole world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. I come quickly, hold fast to that which thou hast, that no one take thy crown. He that overcometh, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out thence no more, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem.Which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and mine own new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我相信所有爱主读圣经的人。
I believe all those who love the Lord and well versed in the scriptures.
我们要在主的话语里面找到关于神心意中教会的启示的。
As we read about the revelation of God toward the church,
我们一定会去读以弗所书。
For sure you will read the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书告诉我们教会是什么。
Ephesians tells us what the church is.
那么若是我们要看到满足神心意的教会的生活一个榜样。
And if we want to see the living example,Of the church of God that is pleasing to him?
我相信所有的弟兄姊妹的注意都会想到启示录第三章里面腓拉铁菲的教会。
I'm sure most of the Christians will remember the church of Philadelphia in Revelation.
这个聚会啊，就像它的名字一样。
This gathering or assembly is just like this name.
腓拉铁菲的意思就是弟兄相爱。
The meaning of Philadelphia is brotherly love.
他们在地上的生活真是把基督美丽的一面照射出来。
The life on earth shows forth the beauty of the Lord.
所以呢，我们看见主写信给他们的时候，主怎么介绍他自己。
So when the Lord wrote the letter to them, we can see how the Lord introduces himself.
主说他是那圣洁的。
The Lord says, He that is holy,
是真实的
that is true,
拿着大卫的钥匙
that has the key of David,
开了就没有人能关
you open, no one can shut,
关了就没有人能开
and shut, no one can open.
弟兄姊妹腓拉铁菲的教会有光
The church of Philadelphia has light.
把主的某一些的特点照射出来让我们看见
It be able to shine forth some of the special characteristics of the Lord.
当然这个光是借着他们美好的教会生活表现出来的。
Of course, this light is shown forth by their beautiful church life.
主是圣洁的主。
That our Lord is a holy one.
所以他得着一个教会，也把自己分别出来，成为圣洁的教会。
So that he was able to gain this church and separate out.
弟兄姊妹，我要这边特别提一点点。
I want to specially mention this.
特别在教会担负责任的弟兄们。
Especially for those who are responsible.
我们都盼望聚会活泼，我们有时候要办一些的活动。
We want our gathering to be very lively, and we want to have activities.
我们知道我们人活在地上是需要活动的。
We know we on earth need to have activities.
不活动了，我们肉身就很受熬炼。
If you don't exercise, then you
be
it's hard.
但是我们在活动了，是不是表现基督的生命？
But yet, these exercises doesn't mean we can reflect the life of Christ.
要能够让人看见基督全然不同的生命。
So that others can see that this life in us is totally different.
昨天我们讲到，我们是住在地上，却是不属世界的。
Last night we already said that we live in this world, but we do not belong to this world.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒也吃也喝，但是基督徒的吃喝应该表现圣洁。
Christians, we eat, we drink, and yet through our eating and drinking, we should show that we are holy.
主耶稣基督啊，他在地上叫人看见他是千万人中的第一人，跟别人都不一样，但是他生活又跟每一个人一样。
Our Lord Jesus is like very ordinary and normal, just like you and I, and yet he is one of out of 10,000 is not the same.
这是奇妙的。
This is so wonderful.
这是主的圣洁。
And that is his holiness.
那么他是真实的主。
And he is the real Lord. He's true.
True, 英文就是一个字叫做 true. 我觉得中文这个翻译也蛮好的。
The Chinese translation is good too.
第一个东西，第一个主这个点，它是真的。所以帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹他们得救啊，他们经历神在基督里啊，是又真又活的。
Therefore, for the Thessalonians, when they got saved, they know that our God in the experience is a true and living Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天教会里面需要真的。
We need this truthfulness in the church.
真的，它里面有一个词，就是它是单一的，没有两样的意义和表样子的。
The term true meaning that it's very single-minded.
但是光真的。还不一定是就是好的。
But if you have only something that is true, may not necessarily be the best.
有的弟兄姊妹到教会来说，我就是真，我就是一个说话随性的人，我很真，但是那个不美，对不对
？Sometimes people come to the church gather and say, "I am who I am. I am honest in saying what I want to say. That may not be too good."
那不是主的那个真哈。
That's not the true that the Lord is referring to.
主的真是把神里面所示的带出来。
The true that is of the Lord brings out who God is.
所以中文还有一个字叫做实。
So the Chinese word has a thing that is for real.
这个实哈，英文不知道怎么翻，叫做 solid 或者 very substantial.
Yeah, that too.
你讲神了，你必须给我摸得着，怎么摸得着？实。
So we have to say something that is very true and substantial.
今天我们讲神的同在。
Today when we talk about God's presence.
我们知道神的同在一定叫人里面敬畏的。
God's presence allows us to have a sense of the fear of the Lord.
所以有的人认为呢，我们做不到，我们就把教堂呢盖高一点。你一进到里面呢，觉得自己很渺小，那边很庄重。那么是不是就真实了？神的同在就显出来？不是的。
And people feel that in order to show forth the presence of God, let's build the sanctuary a little higher and more majestic, so we can sense that we are very small and He's very big.
很可惜啊，我们看见从天主教开始到今天，基督教里面还很多人认为那个叫做庄严，那个叫做神圣的同在。
Very sadly, from the time of the Catholicism all the way to today, even among a lot of Christendom, people feel that the outward atmosphere is what is called the presence of God.
其实那是人造的。
But yet those are man-made.
不是真实的。
Not the real thing.
我们的主是真实的。
Our Lord is true.
神圣的同在，你尝过你就知道。
You have this. If you have tasted the divine presence, then you know what we're talking
about.
你
我到一个尝过，你尝过，你到一个陌生的地方，有没有？你立刻就知道这里有没有真实。
If you go to a strange place, and immediately you can sense whether or not there is God's presence because you've experienced it before.
不在乎这些人多友善、多和气、多有这个美好的这些节目。
It's not that these people are very nice and kind. They have beautiful performances.
我们的主是真实的主。
Our Lord is a true Lord.
他把天的实际带给我们。
He brings down to us the reality of heaven.
教会必须要有这个。
The church must have this.
所以非阿铁非的教会灯光一照啊，把主的圣洁真实都照出来了。
So the light of the church Philadelphia shows forth the holiness and the trueness of God.
他们还显出一个点。
He also shows forth another
point. 主耶稣是那位绝对的权柄。
Jesus Christ is that absolute power.
他拿着大卫的钥匙，就是国度的钥匙。
He holds on to the key of David, which is the kingdom.
主打开了，就没有人再能关了。
When he opens, no one can close.
不是苦难，不是仇敌的毁谤，不是攻击，不是刀剑。
Not suffering, tribulation, slandering, or sword.
也不是瘟疫。
Even pestilence.
弟兄姊妹，只有他能够打开。
Only he can open it up.
也没有人关，他如果关了，就没有人能开。
No one can close, and yet if he closes, no one can open.
弟兄姊妹，有一天主把国度的门关起来。
Brothers and sisters, if one day the Lord closes the gates of the kingdom.
如果我们没有进去，没有尝到，我们在黑暗中就要哀哭切齿。
If you have not entered in or experienced, then you'll be painfully gnashing of your teeth.
这告诉我们说，在腓拉铁腓弟兄姊妹向着主是绝对的。
It shows us that the saints in Philadelphia church is very absolute.
我年轻的时候最怕弟兄姊妹讲，我们要对主绝对。
When I was young, I was so fearful when people say we need to be absolute with the Lord.
我说所有人世间东西都是相对的，我怎么可能讲说我会绝对呢？
And I said, everything in this world is relative. How dare I to say absolute?
但是主要得着教会的正常生活，需要我们有这个心智。
But in order for the Lord to gain the normal church life, we must have this ambition.
那么这个聚会很特别，他们住的城叫做腓拉铁腓。
So this assembly is very interesting because the city they live in is Philadelphia.
我们感谢神呢，在东岸也有一个城叫做腓拉铁腓。
We thank God because there is also a city in the East Coast called Philadelphia.
我每次经过那里，我都觉得，哎，这个地方很好啊。
Every time I go to this town, I thought, oh, this is a nice place.
那个早期的美国的移民到那里，给他命名叫腓拉铁腓，我相信他们是爱慕活出这个光景。
Early settlers, when they went to Philadelphia, I'm sure at that time they were desiring to have this condition.
腓拉铁腓的意思就是弟兄相爱。
The meaning of Philadelphia is brotherly love.
所以他们在一起聚集了，不走宗教传统的路。
So as they gather together, they do not walk on the way of Christianity.
宗教传统的路啊，我稍微提一点点。
The way of religion is one point.
用律法。
According to the law.
用规条。
And policies and regulations.
用头衔 names, titles.
And names and titles.
用地位 position. 然后有组织。
An organization.
我们要请个牧师有资格。
We've got to hire a pastor who is qualified.
有规章有 bylaw.
We have to have bylaws.
然后我们有敬拜的仪式，有节目。
The formalities of worship.
然后我们一年要有几次的庆典。
And we have several celebrations.
每年要有定一个计划，定一个目标。
We have to have a yearly goal.
今年是什么？明年是什么？短宣什么什么？这些活动多得不得了。
All these activities from year to year.
弟兄姊妹们，真正的腓拉铁腓不是这样。
True Philadelphia is not like this.
他们只做弟兄。
They're just brothers.
告诉我们说，他们中间没有阶级。
Telling us there's no clergyism.
没有人比别人高。
It's not one person.
没有人叫别人要别人称他做父。
No one wants other people to call them father.
也没有人要别人称他做老师或牧师。
or a person wanting others to call them pastor or teacher.
换句话说，他们中间没有一个制度。
Meaning that there's no types of institution among them.
弟兄姊妹，他们切实的相爱。
They fervently love one another.
什么叫做弟兄相爱呢？
What is brotherly love?
我愿意为弟兄的缘故放下自己，舍命。
I'm willing to deny myself and give up my life for the sake of my brother.
弟兄姊妹，加勒和约书亚去了，迦南地窥探回来。
Joshua and Caleb went to spy out the land of Canaan and came back.
主用38年的时间在他们身上捶打，把这个弟兄相爱坐在他们身上。
God used 38 years in these two men's lives to hammer out the work of his life in them.
他们没有离开，没有埋怨。
They did not go away or did they complain?
哎呀，他们真是为弟兄们放下自己。
They were really able to put down themselves for the sake of their brothers.
放下他们可以早早进迦南的那个自己的得着。
They were able to let go of their first opportunity to enter into Canaan.
所以主说，我知道你们的行为。
So the Lord says, I know thy works.
我相信教会的生活是有工作的。
And I'm sure that church life also have works.
弟兄姊妹，所以主说，我知道你们行为。我们中文翻成行为，原来意思就是你们的工作。
The Chinese says your deeds, but yet the English translation says your works.
他们这个工作是怎样呢？
What are their works?
他们聚在一起的时候，显出了神的同在。
When they gather together, they show forth God's presence.
那是神的家。
God's house.
他们在一起侍奉的时候，
When they serve together,
各占自己的位置。
They all stood in their own place.
各尽自己的本分。
And fulfill their function.
各尽自己的功用。
And fulfill whatever is their part.
彼此配搭。
Operating with one another.
有的人天生是很喜欢讲话的。
Some people naturally love to talk.
但是他得救以后，主没有安排他在教会做口。
But after he's saved, he does not have the gift of speaking in the church.
在刚开头的时候，他就是想说话。
At the beginning, maybe this person loves to talk.
但是他每一次说话，弟兄姊妹的都忍耐。要不然就是，就把耳朵闭起来。
But every time he tries to talk, people will have the patience, or that they just close down their ears.
弟兄姊妹，那为什么？因为不知道自己在身体上的位置。
Because this person fails to know where he is placed in the body.
腓拉铁腓的弟兄姊妹可能也经过这个。
Maybe the saints in Philadelphia went through this process.
到有一天呢，那个本来喜欢说话的，他在神的家中。成为一个手，非常会做事情。
Until one day, the person who loves to talk gradually, silently became a hand to start to work.
那个本来呢，觉得自己不能说的，结果他能够被圣灵制作成为出口。
And the person who supposedly didn't say that he can speak, but then gradually, because of the work of the Holy Spirit, he became the gift of utterance.
所以主说，我认识，我知道你们的工作。
Therefore, the Lord says, I know thy works.
第二个，主说你们略有一点力量。
And secondly, the Lord says, if you have a little power.
弟兄姊妹，这个力量就不是他们天生的才干、能力、聪明、智慧。
This little power is not something that they have out of their own natural birth.
更不是他们人际运作啊！我们知道今天很多人会这个 networking.
And it's not the natural man-made networking.
我们看见今天很多做神工的人要彼此交通啊，但他们用的世界的这种 networking 的方法，编出一个自己的势力来。
Nowadays, people use networking to show forth their strength.
那不是真正的力量。
That's not true strength.
我们知道保罗告诉我们说，教会的力量是神赐给我们的。
Paul tells us that the power of the church is what God has given to us.
那个力量是他曾经使他的儿子耶稣基督从死里复活的能力。
And this is the power that has lifted Jesus up from the dead.
不仅复活，而且还升上高天，远超一切，达到宝座的能力。
Not only that he was resurrected up, but that he was taken up to the throne.
弟兄姊妹，你我的教会生活也应该彰显这个。
Our church life should also show forth this kind of power.
这个能力也能够攻破撒旦在人心思意念里面建立各种坚固观念营垒的那个能力。
And this is the power that can pull down all of the towers of our minds.
这个是折服人的能力。
You can really submit men.
弟兄姊妹们，有的时候我们生气骂人，声音很大，好像很有能力，其实那是很软弱的表现。
Actually, sometimes when we feel that we're very powerful, we get very loud and angry and yell at people. That actually is a show of the weakness.
弟兄姊妹，教会有那种情形，就叫主蒙羞，撒旦耻笑我们。
And when this happens in a church, it really brings shame to the Lord, but the enemy will laugh at us.
真正的能力啊，是在人有怒气的时候，默默无声，让圣灵做工在里面。
True power is when a person starts to be quiet in his quietness, allow the Holy Spirit to work.
我相信这个能力是从十字架舍己显出来的能力。
This is the sacrificing of the life that comes forth.
这能力是借着无依无靠的，借着祷告，完全的依靠神而显出来的。
With total helplessness, we pray to the Lord. That's the power that comes out.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是我们跟所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹聚在主面前才会经历的。
These are things we can experience when we gather together in the church.
才会表现的。
We can show this out.
而且主说啊，他们虽然好，但是那个能力跟主给的啊比起来，他说略略一点点。这个英文叫做 micro。
And even though it's good, it's just a very tiny bit, very micro part.
你知道在科学上面 ，micro 是十的负几次方啊？啊 ，micro 是十的负六次方。
Micro is a
百万分之一啊。
Very, very, very small.
但是一点点啊，就把你我、把教会、把世界、把环境给炸开来了。
And even with this little power, it can really explode out the environment.
弟兄姊妹。今天这个疫情有没有把你压倒呢
？So have you been pressed by the pandemic？
你有没有把我的心情压倒呢
？Have you been pressed in your emotion？
你要看见这里面有能力在基督里。
You can see that only in Christ there is strength。
只要一点点炸出来啊，弟兄姊妹，那就是一个荣耀的光了。
When just a little bit can explode out, this is a glorious light。
他们还守住神的话语。
They also were able to keep God's words.
哎呀，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他们守住了神忍耐的话语。
They were able to keep the words of
God. 第十节，告诉我们说，他们在各种的环境引诱压力的底下，他也不改变。
And that in all kinds of suffering, they did not change.
主的话在他们的生活中，在教会的侍奉中，是他们绝对的权柄。
The church service is an absolute authority by His word.
主的话对他们来讲是命令。
God's word to them is the command.
不是可以讲理由的，不是可以打折扣的。
They should not give reasons.
主的话对他们来讲是个标准。
God's word to them is a standard.
对他们侍奉、生活、行事为人是一个依据。
And this is the
in the daily living and service.
It is the guidance for the daily living and service.
弟兄姊妹，然后他们没有否认主的名。
And they did not deny the name of the Lord.
为什么要用没有否认呢？双重否定呢
？Why is it that they do not deny?
就告诉我们说，他们被摆在可怕的压力底下。
Telling us that they were oppressed under a terrible, terrible pressure.
也被别人轻看、误会、陷害。毁谤。
They were just misunderstood. They were slandered. They were tried.
被人恐吓。
And they were accused.
也被摆在极大的试探引诱底下。你如果放一点点，我们就给你什么好处
？They were placed under a tremendous temptation because if you let go a little bit, we will give you a tremendous benefit in exchange.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
如果你我不在教会里面，你我可能经历不到。
If you and I are not in the church family, probably we will never experience these things.
我承认我在主里面呢很肤浅。
I admit that I'm very shallow in the Lord.
但是我经历过一点点。 有人告诉我说，你把你这一个拿出来，你马上就出名了。
Some people say, just take this out immediately, you'll be famous.
你不需要做，我们帮你做。
You don't need to do this, we'll help you.
弟兄姊妹，你只要点个头就可以了。
As long as you nod your head, it's okay.
但一点头，主的名就在我身上有了羞愧，有了亏损。
As soon as you nod your head, then you will suffer loss in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这是菲拉铁菲他们过正常的教会生。
This is the Church of Philadelphia going through a normal church life.
我的时间差不多了。
My time is up.
这一段圣经，或许等到下一堂，我开头再继续和大家交通。
I will continue this in the beginning of the next session.
我们读腓拉铁菲教会思想，实在爱慕主啊，愿你得着地上各处奉你名的聚会，能够有这种光景。
We really desires.That all of the gatherings everywhere can have the condition of the Church of Philadelphia.
主在他们身上真是得着喜悦和满足。
The Lord was truly happy and delightful with them.
这是我们在今天这个环境里面，我们从主的话语得着帮助和教导。
And today we truly can be helped and taught through His words.
我们能够有一个好的反应。
That we can have a good reaction.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你把我们摆在你的儿女们中间。
You place us among your children.
让我们和亲爱的弟兄姊妹一同聚在你的名里。
So that together with brothers and sisters we gather in your name.
主啊，这是何等的福分。
Lord, how blessed this is.
这是何等荣耀尊贵的职责。
And a glorious and honorable position.
主啊，我们为此感谢敬拜。
We thank and praise you.
但是我们另外一面，
But on the other hand,
我们也感觉到我们亏缺了你的荣耀。
We feel that we have fallen short of your glory.
多少时候我们坚持自己的看法和观念。
So many times we insist on the way we think.
多少时候我们随着世俗潮流和传统。
So many times we go according to the worldly trend.
多少时候我们随着自己的个性和脾气。
Follow according to our own personalities and temperaments.
主啊，就是因着我个人的失败和软弱。
Lord, because of my own personal failures and weaknesses.
叫你的家，叫你的教会受了亏损。
We have fallen short in your family.
主啊，求你赦免我们的亏欠和软弱。
Lord, forgive us our shortcomings and our
weaknesses. 让我们在你面前。能够略得一点的力量
，so that we can receive a little bit of power.
我们愿意回转到你的跟前
，to restore back to you.
主啊，再向我们启示你的心意
，but once again reveal your heart to us.
让我们明白你在我们身上给我们何等样的尊贵和祝福
，so we can recognize how honorable and how blessed we have in you.
好，叫我们和亲爱的弟兄姊妹。同心的走父神所喜悦的道路。
So that with our brothers and sisters, we can walk on a way that is pleasing to you.
在这黑暗已深的时代。
In the darkest hour in this age.
愿你的儿女们发出光来。
May your children show light.
主啊，叫这世上环境因此得平安。
So that this world can receive peace.
也叫你的心得着喜悦和满足。
And your heart can be pleased and satisfied.
我们谢谢你与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.